Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Tuckahoe Program Podcast for August 11, 2023. I'm your host, John David De Oliveira, as always. And today, before we start this podcast, I wanted to start off with the Christian Our Father prayer. Because, of course, America's going through some really troubling political times, and I think that's the appropriate way to start this podcast. So, with that said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And for those who lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And as for the topic of discussion in today's podcast, I think I will start off with a New York City news story that has been popular these past few days. And specifically, I'm talking about a warning that was sent by New York City's government over more illegal immigrants coming into their public school system. They say that thousands more illegal immigrants could enroll in public schools this month or over the next 2 weeks, which is causing concern that these schools might be too overcrowded, especially in areas of the Manhattan borough and the Bronx. And obviously, I think these are legitimate concerns by people who live there. And one example is somebody complaining about how their school will just get overcrowded. And according to a New York Post article, which could be found online, there was even one person who complained about her kid's second grade class having 28 people in it last year. And she's estimating that it could go up to 40 people next year for her third grade class. For our kids' third grade class meeting. So, that's one example of an overcrowding issue that there's just too many people to handle and too many kids for the teachers to give individual attention to. And also, I should mention it's unclear how many thousands of illegal immigrants will come over the next 2 weeks. We just know that there will be thousands of them. And a decent percentage of these illegals will be families with kids. And with that said, there's a second news story about schools in New York City I want to bring up, though this one is different than the first one. But I found this story on the same New York Post newspaper, and it's about how the United Federation of Teachers filed a lawsuit against Success Academy charter schools from opening two new locations, specifically in Brooklyn and Queens, the boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens, meaning. But that lawsuit, as of today, turned out to be unsuccessful as a judge threw out the lawsuit and forced, well, not forced, but granted permission for Success Academy to open those two locations. And for those who don't know who the United Federation of Teachers are, they are a powerful teachers union within New York City that represents most of their public schools. And they are actually a local organization, even though its name says United Federation of Teachers. They mainly work in New York City public schools and not in other areas of America. And the reason why they did this lawsuit in the first place was probably because of declining usage of their public schools in those neighborhoods of New York City. And in my opinion, they just didn't want any competition with the Success Academy schools. And before we sign off the podcast for today, I just wanted to bring up an additional issue that is out of state. This time it's in Ohio. And there was an interesting election that happened in that state on August 8th, just 3 days ago, about whether their constitutional amendments should be passed with 50% of the vote or 60% of the vote. And it is currently set at 50% at that state. But in this election, it turned out that Major City Ohio voted 50% or to keep the 50% support law just like it always has been. And the more rural areas of Ohio voted for constitutional amendments to have 60% support in order to pass. But in this election, it was mainly over one highly talked about constitutional amendment, which will be coming up for Ohio voters in November. meaning in the November general election, and it's about abortion. But this was seen as sort of a victory for the pro-abortion side because it would just make it easier to pass. They would only have to get 50% of support instead of 60%. So they were happy about that, which in my opinion is disgusting because abortion, with very few exceptions, and there are a few exceptions, is the murder of a child. Or rather, I should say, it's always the murder of a child, no matter what. But there are a few exceptions in which I think abortion should be allowed, such as in the case of rape or incest. But for the most part, I think abortion is something that needs to be restricted. But unfortunately, in Ohio, it'll make things easier for the pro-abortion side to win and allow it further into the pregnancy, or for more weeks into the pregnancy. But hopefully there are enough Christians there or conservatives to push back against it, but I'm not so sure. There are in the rural areas, they voted against it, but major city Ohio is the other way around, and of course there's more people in major cities than rural areas. So I'm not entirely convinced that there's enough people in Ohio to fight against abortion or restrict it, but I could be proven wrong. I'm just giving clarification on this constitutional amendment election in Ohio for those who might have misunderstood it, especially other conservatives, other fellow conservatives. So thank you for letting me explain. And also thank you for tuning into this podcast today, this Tuckahoe Program podcast for August 11, 2023. And I'll end this podcast here. So have a great day and God bless America.